centralni ikonostas napravljen od kamena, od oniksa.
In November 2014, 30 Albanian children from the town of Dečani visited the Visoki Dečani Monastery, a Serbian cultural site. Even though the children lived minutes away from the monastery, most of them had never been there. The visit was organized by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE. Father Petar, a Serbian Orthodox priest, spoke to the kids in Serbian, but everything he said was translated into Albanian, and the students got to ask questions. One of the students, named Fatlum, was surprised by how old the monastery was.
I'm from Dečan, but I'm here for the first time. I liked it very much. I didn't know that the monastery was so old.
The children learned that the Visoki Dečani Monastery had been built in the mid-14th century, that it was included on the UNESCO World Heritage List in 2004, and added to the list of World Heritage in Danger in 2006. Father Petar was happy with the visit.
It is important to have monastery open for all visitors, but especially children. And we have many visitors from foreign countries, but the most important is to have people, especially young people, who are living in neighboring city. Children are very open and they like to ask many questions, and I'm very glad that they have opportunity to learn more about monastic life, about this traditional Christian art, fresco painting, about architecture of the church and history as well. And it is an opportunity for them to get direct answers from us, and also to meet us directly and to feel friendly welcome, and to feel that monastery is open whenever they like to come. They don't need to wait for others to organize visit, but they can come as neighbors, as friends of this monastery anytime they like, with their friends, with their families as well.
The OSCE organized this visit as part of its initiative to protect and promote the cultural heritage of non-Albanian communities in Kosovo. The project aims to bring cultural and religious heritage closer to young people from different communities. Since the initiative was launched in 2013, 1,400 children have gotten to visit some of Kosovo's most significant historical sites, including the old town in Prizren and the ancient ruins at Ulpiana. Maria Mircheska manages this project for the OSCE.
We are enabling the children to get familiar with the cultural heritage sites and with the values of this site. And it is important for the reconciliation, for the dialogue, intercultural dialogue. It is important especially for the protection of the cultural heritage sites. That's why we think that the young generations, it's important that they are getting familiar, they know the value in advance, so they will be better equipped to protect the cultural heritage.